agritourism and summer fun. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. There's a new trend of summer fun where you can capture the unique experience of farming and outdoor living that is becoming more and more popular across Tennessee and the United States. USDA's Susan Carter has the story.
If you're looking for something a little different for your summer vacation, try combining agriculture and tourism. Elaine Lidholm is with the Virginia Department of Agriculture. She says, consider a farm vacation.
Place where you can go, you can stay for a night or two, or a week, or longer if you want. And the settings range from rustic things like cottages or cabins, or sometimes living in the actual farmhouse with the family. And then sometimes they're rather posh, almost resort-type things, but the common denominator is that all of them are working farms.
The kinds of activities to expect?
May include hay rides or fishing, horseback riding, perhaps helping the farmers feed the animals. A lot of them will prepare picnics or campfires, let you go berry picking.
Other popular agritourist venues include wineries and vineyards.
And almost all of them provide a very full range of entertainment options.
Another option is picking your own farm and, of course, going to your local farmer's market.
The farmer's market really is becoming not only a destination, but a community meeting place. You know, these days, going to the farmer's market is not just a trip to pick up some produce.
Lidholm says more and more, the farmer's markets are becoming the community gathering spot.
People look for each other. Some farmers markets, the vendors will sell prepared food. They may have tables and benches, and people can go and sit and not only buy this fresh food, but eat it right there on the spot.
For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
A great way to have family fun and a unique experience close to home. And to find a farm near you, visit picktnproducts.org. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.